This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. One day after his first address to a joint session of Congress, U.S. President Donald Trump met Wednesday with Republican leaders from the House and Senate to discuss his legislative agenda. The president laid out changes he wants to make in U.S. health care policies. However, his Republican colleagues in Congress remain divided about exactly how to repeal and then replace so-called Obamacare. The president wants to make sure Americans with pre-existing medical conditions can still buy insurance, but rather than forcing them to buy medical insurance or pay a penalty, President Trump said a new law should send tax credits to Americans to help buy their own insurance policies. Republicans have long sought to rescind what's known as the Affordable Care Act, saying that its mandatory requirement to buy insurance is an unwarranted intrusion by the national government on personal rights. The so-called Trump bump on Wall Street reached record levels on Wednesday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average passing the 21,000 mark. The blue chip index was up nearly 1.5% to a record of 21,115.55. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were also higher. Peter Cardillo is the chief market economist at First Standard Financial.
His tone was quite different than we're used to. And so I think that that basically caught the attention of a lot of investors.
Investors were also encouraged when top officials of the U.S. Federal Reserve said they were closer to raising interest rates. Some investors see raising rates as a signal the U.S. economy no longer needs the boost it got from ultra-low interest rates. This is VOA News. The ground commander for Counter-Islamic State Coalition Forces says Russian and Syrian aircraft mistakenly bombed members of U.S.-backed Syrian forces near the town of Al-Bab, with U.S. troops just a few kilometers away. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend told reporters via teleconference from Baghdad Wednesday that he believes the Russians and Syrians thought the villages were held by the Islamic State.
They had seen ISIS move out of the area in advance of the, as the regime and the Turks advanced. The ISIS fighters withdrew and the Arab coalition fighters advanced into those villages.
Townsend said U.S. forces were about 4 or 5 kilometers away when the strikes occurred. A new United Nations investigative report says Syria and Russia are guilty of multiple war crimes for deliberately targeting hospitals and destroying vital civilian infrastructure during daily airstrikes over several months in eastern Aleppo. We get the details from Geneva and Lisa Schlein.
The report covers the period between July and December when the Syrian and Russian air forces relentlessly bombed eastern Aleppo as part of a strategy to force the rebels who controlled the city to surrender. The brutal tactics worked, but the independent investigators say civilians paid a very heavy price for the extreme violence waged by the warring parties. Most of the UN report dwells on the mass violations and deliberate destructive actions by Syria and Russia in the battle for eastern Aleppo. But it also condemns some armed groups for preventing civilians from leaving the city. It calls the use of civilians as human shields a war crime. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iraqi troops were approaching Mosul's main government complex in the city's western half on Wednesday as they continued to battle the Islamic State group. An Iraqi commander said that his forces were advancing along the Tigris River after retaking one of the city's 5 damaged bridges. And recently discovered microfossils in Canada are the oldest ever found on Earth, and they could show that life on the planet began more than 4 billion years ago. Reporting in the journal Nature, researchers from University College London said that the fossils are about half the width of a human hair and invisible to the eye. Scientists say that they came from ancient microbes that formed near warm water vents on the ocean floor. The fossils are, one of the researchers, that is, says that the discovery supports the idea that life emerged from hot seafloor vents shortly after the planet formed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.